first time ever. Julie Brixey is a state rep from, in fact, she represents the city of East Lansing, the Michigan State area, parts of Ingham County, longtime Meridian Township trustee and treasurer. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show this morning, Greg.
Delighted. You're the first Democrat that's been here in about 38 years.
Uh-oh. Hopefully that's not because of your treatment of them.
Oh, well, of course not. Of course not. We're always we're always fair and unbiased, but not many Democrats rolling around down here.
Well, we'll have to see that after we get our new lines drawn. Things might change, huh?
Well, we'll see. You're here really promoting the Build Back Better program. How come? Tell us about it.
Well, you know, the ideas that the president has come up with, President Biden has come up with for improving infrastructure in the country and here in Michigan are really desperately needed. I think we can all agree that, you know, Michigan's roads and bridges are in terrible shape. And, you know, we have this incredibly talented workforce just waiting to get to work. And the Build Back Better plan is something that is going to just help us so much. The broadband, expansion, the creation of the electrical vehicle charging network, you know, the whole kind of wave of the future of where the country and where the globe is really going are encompassed in this impressive bill package.
Where does the environment play into all this? I know you're an environmentalist, Julie.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different areas where the environment plays in. I think all of us have seen, especially this summer, these incredible extreme weather events that we've been having. And, you know, infrastructure is kind of a boring word, but our storm water sewers and our wastewater treatment plants, our water treatment plants, they're all part of infrastructure. And they're all aging. You know, as bad as the roads are due to the neglect over the past couple decades, our underground infrastructure is even in worse shape. And the Southeast Michigan, the handling, the flooding that we've seen there, and the, you know, the impacts of the climate change, the infrastructure bill would help deal with that. The other things are, you know, converting our economy, our global economy, to one that is using renewable resources is something that could really play economically right into Michigan's hands. We have such a strong manufacturing sector. We're really poised to be leaders in the area of this new type of energy and how we handle it. You know, how great for Michigan to go from, you know, being the car capital to being on the leading edge of the electric vehicle advancement. So I would love for us to create jobs all over the state related to more jobs related to EV and all of these other leading edge technologies.
Well, we just had hearings in Lansing yesterday involving the power companies. We had so many outages this year, and they were admitting most of it is certainly weather-related.
Yeah, and we've had so much kind of extreme variability, and that's, you know, that's what is... This extremely volatile weather, that's the kind of indicator of climate change. And I think our farmers know that things are changing, you know, from when they were kids, the weather patterns have definitely changed. I know I've only lived in Michigan for probably 33 years, and when I first came here, it was so much colder than it is now. You know, we'd have a 2 or 3 week cold snap where the temperature hovered around zero every day. And we haven't had that in a long time. And that's part of climate change. And it's taking a really heavy toll on our farmers. So the folks growing the peaches, the cherries, the apples, the grapes, asparagus,
yeah,
potatoes, all of these things, the fruit crop especially, it's such a high dollar crop. And when we don't stay that cold in the winter and we warm up earlier, it's really bad for the fruit trees because they start to blossom, you know, the buds start to come out, and then we get an early warm spring and they start blooming, and then of course we still get the frosts and it kills everything. So, you know, being part of our recognition and movement towards renewable resources will go a long way towards helping with the problems that we're experiencing with climate change.
Well, I know you are an environmental chemist and environmental consultant, and you've worked on contaminated sites. What are your thoughts on this lead in the blood levels of Michigan children, some of the worst in the country?
Yeah, that's a tragedy, a terrible tragedy. You know, you'd think that we would have learned from Flint, the disaster and tragedy in Flint, to change all of our infrastructure. And that's another way where this Build Back Better plan is going to really be amazing for Michigan, because we still do have lead. We are seeing Benton Harbor and these other places where we've got a lot of lead pipes underground, and it's impacting our kids, and they're going to have those problems for life. You know, it's a developmental problem that happens, mm-hmm, and it impacts their brains for life. So I applaud Governor Whitmer's aggressive approach towards lead and the things that she's put in the budget that she's doing that are great on the state side. I just signed on to a package of lead legislation that Representative Hood is introducing. I think it's like 10 different bills that really help us address these problems that we're having. You know, the United States of America is a first world country, and the idea that our children anywhere in this country are suffering from water that isn't clean is an abomination, and we've got to do something about it.
Julie, your ideas obviously would sell pretty well up in the Michigan State University areas, maybe some other parts of Michigan, but out in the rural areas, and I'll count Jackson County as a rural area, why is it such a tough sell?
I don't know. I would think that you would be interested in having your bridges be repaired. We've got 1,200 bridges that are structurally deficient here in Michigan, and I'm sure that they're not all in the Lansing area. I'm pretty sure that Jackson County's got a number of those bridges that are kind of crumbling apart and need help. The infrastructure package is going to address that bridge funding that's critically important to us. We've got broadband dollars in there that I think probably folks in rural Jackson County would appreciate having better internet connectivity. I know that that's something that the farmers really rely on, a strong internet connection to work the incredible equipment that they have now that can really help them save a lot of money by analyzing their fields as they're working them. And a lot of people don't realize how important that rural broadband is for the ag industry in Michigan, but it is vitally important.
So, Julie, how bad is... partisan politics in Lansing?
It depends on the day, I guess. I think, you know, the worst thing, Greg, that I'm experiencing right now is that we've got hundreds of millions of dollars of COVID relief available to spend, federal dollars available to spend on businesses. And it's been tied up and locked up by the Republican leadership in the legislature. And, you know, that's just a crying shame because we've got business owners all over the place that need help. And we've got to really give an influx of cash to those folks so that we can get our businesses back into a strong position, as strong as they were before the pandemic, and help get us back to normal. And that business relief funding that is being tied up by partisan politics is one of the things that, you know, makes me feel bad about being part of that process.
Julie Brixey, she represents that's the 69th district, isn't it, Julie?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Up in the Michigan State Lansing market, joining us this morning. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for sharing that, Julie.
All righty. Have a great day. Go green.
Take care.